You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borth. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, a quiet Tuesday, I might add. We got the FOMC tomorrow, and we'll go through the charts in a minute. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you with us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every single day. The first live broadcast, that's our live training room. That's reserved for our members and for those of you taking your 1 week free trial. If you've not yet taken your 1 week free trial, later in the broadcast, Michael will show you and explain to you exactly how to do it, how easy it is, and you don't need a credit card. We'll treat you just like a lifetime member for five consecutive trading days so that you can make an intelligent, well-informed decision on whether or not what we do is right for you. Now, this broadcast, the afternoon broadcast, which begins every day at 12 noon Eastern, is open to the public. That's everybody, everywhere. There's two ways to join the afternoon broadcast. There's one way a little better than the other, because the first way I'm going to give you gives you access to the question box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. Point your browser to eminitrainingschool.com. Scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast. Click that link. It'll take you to a registration page. It'll take you 30 seconds to fill it out, and then you'll never have to fill it out again. What happens is once you complete that registration, every day right before the show starts, you'll get an email. In the email, there's a link. All you have to do is click the link and it automatically logs you in to the GoTo platform, and it gives you access to the question box so that you can ask questions and be a part of the discussion. Now, the other way, point your browser to youtube.com/CFRN. Pretty easy to remember. youtube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live each and every day on our YouTube channel, sort of a simulcast, we also archive each and every daily show. Currently, there are over 2,000 daily live broadcasts archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. So with that said, let's open with a word of prayer. Our scripture, Psalm 91:14. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Now, this particular portion of God's word has really become a safe haven for me in my life. What I love, and I think what you'll love too, is if you'll take the time to read and study the scripture, is that this psalm has I will or he will promises from the Lord all throughout. Here's just a couple. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And one more, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. The scripture is laced with promises we find in the Lord when we make him our dwelling place, our refuge, as we trust him to be our protector. It's places like this in scripture where the Lord has spelled out for us what we mean to him and all that he desires for us as a good father, a perfect father. Whether it's hardships, attacks, pain that life brings, we see the confirmation here through all of Psalm 91 that when we hold fast to the Lord in love, he will deliver us. He will protect us because we know his name. When we call to him, he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will rescue us, satisfy us, and show us his salvation. That's amazing, right? He will show us his salvation. We get to see his salvation poured out by his grace and mercy over our lives and the eternal security that awaits us. Psalm 91 is not the only place that we see these types of promises. But all throughout his word, he continues to solidify his desires and promises to our heart. He reveals to us what peace, joy, goodness, and sanctification look like through a life that is tethered to him. He teaches us what it means to trust in him. He teaches us that as we believe, we don't need to live in fear of what lies ahead or be overcome when the enemy attacks, because we get to take refuge in our all-knowing, always pursuing Heavenly Father. Pray with me. Father, as waves of fear come, and in this life they will, I pray that you would stir up in me and everyone who's praying with me a heart that desires to run not from you, but to you. I pray today for an unwavering trust in your goodness and the praise that you are my refuge. Thank you for your unfailing love, grace, and mercy over my life and the life of everyone joining me in prayer. I pray the promises of Psalm 91 over every life right now, that no harm would overtake us, that no disaster come near us. I pray that your angels would guard us in all of our ways. I pray that because you love us, you will rescue us, protect us, and be with us in our time of trouble, even if those troubles are all in our imagination, and so many of our troubles are. Help us to understand that even better. Calm our fears and bring peace to our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody said amen. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, guys, let me give you the numbers from around the world. We'll start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or indices as they're called. Right now, the Dow is down 198 points. The NASDAQ is down 221. It's almost 2%. S&P 500 down 49 points. That's 1.25%. And the Russell 2000, our man in the street, down 17 points, which is just shy of 1%. In the commodity basket, crude oil down $1.12, trading 95.68 last. It's a little over 1%. Gold down $3.30, trading 17,1580 last. And silver up 16 cents today, trading 18,49 last, a gain of almost 1%. In the Asian markets at the close, Nikkei down 44 points, Shanghai up 27, the Hang Seng up 342, which is a little over 1.5%. And in the European markets at the close, the FTSE was basically unchanged on the session. The DAX fell 113 points, almost 1%, and the CAC dropped 26. Looks like the only green on the global screen is going to be the Shanghai and the Hang Seng. So we had a mixed day in Asia. It was a red day for the UK. And so far, one day ahead of the Fed, it's a big red Radio Tuesday here in the US of A. So with that, we'll go to Michael, get a recap of what happened in the live training room. After that, I'll come back. We'll look at the logic alerts, the concierge trade alerts. But at any point during the broadcast, if you have a question, just type it in the question box and we'll be happy to answer it for you. Michael, I can see your screens. I can see your charts. So it is all yours. Take it
away. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Here we go. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. So if you've not taken today is Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2022. If you've not taken free trial with us and you want to go here to eMiniTrainingSchool.com, right here, scroll down where it says 1 week free trial. Put in your first name, your email, and phone number. You can tell us the biggest training challenge so you can tailor one-on-one training just for you. Hit the send button, you'll be sent a confirmation link. You must click on that confirmation link. Okay, if you don't click that confirmation link, we don't know that you took the free trial. So make sure you click on that confirmation link. All right. Spreadsheet. Now, if you are going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today, we had a rough day today, guys. We pulled it out right at the last minute, my very last trade. I'll get into it all in a minute. Today, as I said, is the 26th day of July, 2022. We made 40 ticks in crude, 10 ticks in gold, and we lost 30 on the ES. Put us at plus 125 on the morning session. I thought we were at plus 105, but I did it wrong in my head. Today it took 115 minutes. That means it was down to the last 5 minutes. Was it 115? Yeah, it was down to the last 5 minutes. It might have been 120. I don't know, something like that. Yeah, I think it was 120. It was down to the last 5 minutes. Not 120, 115. 115 is the last 5 minutes. 120 is 2 hours. And it took 30 trades to get to the goal for the day. We're at 125, and because we did it on our last trade, it took 30 trades all day. All right. That puts us at $17,645 a contract over 17 trading days, averaging $1,037 per contract per 2 hour trading day. We've now gone 201 days, and that was close. We almost didn't pull it off today of non-negative days, and we got our goal for the day on 140 out of 140 days so far this year, and that was close too. It was very close to being a yellow day today, because in the last 10 or 15 minutes I was positive, but I didn't have the goal and just nothing was setting up. So on the year now, we are at $151,106. That's over 140 business days, averaging $1,079 per contract per 2 hour trading day. If you were to add one contract per month and quit trading when you got your goal for the day, okay, let me do that the other way around. If you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day, that means you get your goal every single day, and you were to add one contract per month, so far this year, you would have only had to work 21.26 hours and you would have averaged $3,597 per hour if your goal was $100 a contract and you got it every day. All right, so let's get into everything that we did and didn't do. Okay. I'll start out with gold. I did trade in the last half hour, 45 minutes. I did trade on the 4-tick range because we just weren't getting the setups on the 7-tick. All right, in the gold, you can see a whole bunch of break-even trades. There was one here. Wish I'd have gotten the gold on that one. but I didn't. I got a break even. It did go to where I thought it was going to go. Same thing here, went to where I thought it was going to go. This one here, I got in a little late on. I should have gotten in up here, and I got in down here. This one went to where it should have. This one also went to where it should have. I got a break even on that. So all three of those, any one of those could have given us the goal. And this one too. And I got break evens on all of them. All right. And then you go all the way over here. Was that even today? That wasn't even today. That was yesterday. I was wondering. I didn't think any of that happened today. Okay. So here's today. Sorry about that. Here's today. Back to today. On gold, our first trade right here was a break even. Our next trade was a +8. We almost got the goal on that one. All right. And then we stopped out, gave it right back. So we're at -2 after we stopped out. Then we stopped out again. We're at -12. I missed this one right here. I didn't think we had all those possible trades today. I was going through that. I was saying, that doesn't seem like this morning. I don't remember all that happening. Yesterday. It was yesterday. Anyway, we stopped out twice in a row here in opposite directions, and that's okay. I did everything right. I didn't make any mistakes in there. And the one mistake I did make is I didn't get this one. That would put us, you know, would have at least gotten us 10 ticks probably to make this one not hurt so bad. But at that point, after we stopped out on that, we're at -12. I got two there to put us at -10. Then over here toward the end of the session, I got, I think I got four there to put us at, we did some four tick range stuff in here too. From the -10 right here, we had a +16 right here. That got us to +6. Then we had a break even. And then we had a +4 here to get us to +10 on crude. Okay. So I did do some four tick range stuff in the last hour, it looks like, because we just weren't getting the trade setups. Now, if we had stuck with the seven tick range, it wouldn't have given us a single trade on that huge move down on the four tick. Okay. It didn't give a single trade, and then it just whipped right back up. So it was a huge whip up and down on the 7-tick range. And on the 4-tick range, we grabbed 16 ticks on this move down, and we didn't get anything on the way back up, right? We got the one break-even trade right here. And that was gold this morning. We ended up with +10 on gold. All right, crude oil. Now, crude, let me see where we started on the 4-tick. Okay, so most of the morning we didn't do anything on the 4-tick on crude until right about here, 10:47. I had pretty much decided then that we weren't getting the trades on the 7-tick range, so I decided to come and look at the 4-tick range and trade them both. That is thunder in the background. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this as quickly as I can right now. All right, so this is today on crude. I'm right here on our first trade on crude. Looks like we got two ticks there, then a break even, then one tick there to get us to +3, then another tick there to get two to get us to +5, then a break even, then 10 to get us to 15. So we're pretty close to the goal right there. Or actually, we're pretty close to positive right there, I think. And then we had a break even there. It did eventually go up to where we thought it was going to go. We had a break even there, a break even there. Now, every one of these break even trades ended up going four ticks in profit right here. Now, in here is where we started to trade the four tick range as well. So at this point, we're at +15. And then in here, we jumped to the four tick range and went from 15 to 17. So we've got two ticks there, and then went from 17 to 22. So it looks like we got four ticks there. And then back here, we went from 22 to 39, so we got 17 ticks there. And then we stopped out there and went back down to 29. So right here, we were at $95 a contract. I was at 1105. We almost had the goal for the day. And then we stopped out. And we had -10, so that put us at -5. And then we had to get it all back. This was the last trade of the morning right here, I think, where I went from... We went from 39 to 29, and then we went from 29 back to 34. That might have been right here. We went from 29 back to 34. And then this might be where we went from 29 back to 34 right here. So we got a plus five, and then we went from 34 to plus 40 was the last trade of the day. I think that was that other one back here on the 70 range. We had a plus six on this very last trade of the day right here. Okay, and that was crude oil. We ended up with plus 40. Okay, and now the ES had my number today. Let's just go back to the very beginning on the 7 tick range, and we'll show you we had a break even here, stopped out minus 10, stopped out minus 20, break even, stopped out minus 30, break even, missed a trade, break even, missed a trade, break even. And that was my day on the ES. So I was minus 30 on the ES. I didn't have a single winning trade on the 7 tick range. Now, if we jump over here to the 4 tick range, I believe I had a break even there. And I didn't have a single winning trade there either. I had just one more break even. That was it. So the ES totally had my number today. We did pull it off right at the last minute with the 6 tick trade here on crude oil. And the 6 tick trade was actually here on the 7 tick range. It was this down close right here. And I was saying, as I entered the trade, I was like, all right, this is going to be it. This is going to be the difference between getting my goal for the day or having, you know, ending both of those streaks, having a negative day. And because if I would have stopped out, it would have been minus 10. And so I would have been negative on the day, and I would not have gotten my goal for the day. So it would have been a red day. If I had not taken the trade, it had been a yellow day where I didn't get my goal, but I was positive. But I took the trade because I thought it was going to go down at least what I needed. At the time, I thought I needed 5 ticks, but it turns out I only needed 4. And I got 6. So that was my morning. It was not easy trading today. I was thinking that things would loosen up once the European markets closed. And let's just go through and see if they, in fact, did loosen up. There was one trade here that would have been okay. It was all really tight in here. The ribbon was really tight. Not really much to do in there. One trade here. One trade here. That would have stopped you out. Okay, so nothing great on crude. And the ES, let's go back here. During the break, the ES got really choppy in here. This is the 4 tick now. I'm just going to go to the 7 tick and look at the 7 tick during the break. It looks like nothing there. There was a trade right here. I'm sorry. That would have been a break-even trade. Nothing there. The slingshot's all messed up for trades in here. So really nothing on the ES during the break. And the gold during the break, well, this is it right here. Nothing. All right, on the 4 tick range, a whole lot of nothing there either. All right, so it was a difficult day. The ES really whooped me today. You know, if I'd have taken 4 ticks every time I had 4 ticks, there were 9 of those. That would have put me way up. Or if I had gotten the trades that I missed, then that would have put me up pretty well too. But anyway, we did manage to get the goal for the day. So if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you can read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today's the 26th day of July, 2022. We made 40 ticks in crude, 10 ticks in gold, and we lost 30 on the ES. Put us at plus 125 on the morning session. Today it took 115 minutes and 30 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're up $125 per contract. And we took a total of 30 trades. So on the month now, it's $17,645. That's over 17 trading days, averaging $1,037 per contract per two-hour trading day. We've gone 201 days now since our last negative day, and we've gotten our goal on 140 out of 140 days so far this year, right? That puts us at $151,106 on the year, averaging $1,079 per day. If you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day and you would add one contract a month, you'd work so far this year only 21.26 hours. Okay, 21.26 hours. Let me just go through and see while it's in here. Okay, 21.26 hours on the year and average $3,597. All right. That is it, guys. With that, we can pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Dwayne, if you are ready.
I'm ready. You covered how to take the free trial, right?
Yes, I did, but let me just check that one more time. I made a mistake here at the very end. Hang on. If you have not taken a free trial, let's go ahead.
Well, I've already grabbed the screens.
Oh, okay. Well, I can just say it anyway. Go to eminitrainingschool.com, and all we ask for is your name, your email, and your phone number. You can tell us the biggest training challenge if you want to tailor one-on-one training just for you, and hit the send button. Once you hit the send button, you'll be sent a confirmation link. You must click on that confirmation link, okay? They don't need to see it. Just told the whole thing.
eminitrainingschool.com.
Ah,
it's a piece of cake.
It is.
All you need to remember. Okay, and the recap of the recap.
Today, 115.
I hate to make you say it again, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. It was a struggle today.
It's the truth about trading.
115 minutes. It is not everything. I really didn't know if I was going to make it on that last trade. That last trade was do or die. I was not going to get the goal and not have a positive outcome, or I was going to get the goal and dead positive. It was going to be a green day or a red day, depending on that very last trade. And, well, it ended up being a green day. So 100.
Way to hang in there.
Minutes. Thank you. 30 trades and $125 a contract.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right. That was the first 2 hours of Wall Street. Now let's take a look at the week. We have two alert services, as most of you know. We've got Logic 247. That's our around-the-clock 24/7 e-mini alert service. It also includes crude, gold, silver, the euro, and bonds, along with, of course, the E-minis, the S&P, the Dow, the Russell, and the NQ. We opened for business. The alert channel opens for business Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. Most traders think of trading as something you do Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. But those of us who trade futures know there's more to the market than just the Wall Street hours. So since the market's open Sunday night, as of 12 noon today, we issued 25 alerts, 6 never triggered. We're all caught up. I've been waiting for us to get all caught up, and we'll get some more alerts out. Although, you should be very careful. The remainder of today, and in particular tomorrow, because the Fed is going to announce what the street expects to be another rate hike. Now, the typical rate hike is a quarter of 1%, but the last rate hike was 0.75%, and the markets exploded to the upside. And then the following day, reality settled in. In fact, we've seen this happen twice back to back. So the best position, trading tomorrow morning could be lackluster, could be sideways, waiting on. Now, don't think that this Fed can't surprise us with 1%. That's not the talk on the street. The expectation is that it'll be 0.75 points the way it was last time. And how will the market react? We'll have to wait and see. Okay? No crystal balls here. 16% of actionable alerts have stopped out this week based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, using market structure and a very simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders. Now, the purpose of the alerts is not just so you can trade the alerts and make money without having to learn how to trade. The purpose of the alerts, combined with what you learn every day in the live training room, it's designed to help you become self-sufficient, so that you don't need anybody to tell you when to get in and when to get out, because you're able to read the chart like a newspaper or a mystery novel. You understand how price flows across all markets and all time frames. It's the same from support to resistance, back to support, back to resistance, over and over again and again. It's a never-ending cycle. Once you get your brain wrapped around that, you don't need anybody to tell you when to get in and when to get out. But you do need to show up for class every day. You do need to learn the strategy. You do need to learn how to read the indicators, the importance of them. And over a couple weeks' time, you'll begin to see the importance of the weekly trading zones, which are published every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern for our members and those taking the free trial. Once they're published, and we've published them since December 14th of 2009, every week, once they're published, they're carved in stone for the entire week. We don't change them, massage them, manipulate them in any way whatsoever. Okay? Now, Sunday night, we're using the previous week's zones because the new zones don't come out till Monday morning. So yesterday on the show, as it is every Monday, you saw last week's weekly trading zones. When we go to the charts here in a minute, you'll see this week's weekly trading zones. Because it usually takes a day for the new zones to sort of kick in and hold sway over the market. Now, the original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, it differs in a couple ways. Number one, it doesn't come out around the clock. It comes out as a static report shortly after the Globex open each evening. So last night, the report was published at 7 p.m. Eastern for all of our members. Cover the S&P, the Dow, the Russell, crude, NQ, gold, silver, euro, and bonds. If you want to grab a screenshot, please do so, because we'll walk through each one of these individual markets briefly. All right? Okay, got it? Oh, the way to handle this, because there's two numbers. Why two numbers? Well, what you should do for whatever market you trade, make note of what price or where price is at the time the report is published. And then going forward, because these numbers are good for the entire session, they're actually good to the next set of numbers come out the following evening. So from this moment forward in time, if price starts trending up towards 39.68, that's bullish, and our strategy is going to look for opportunities to be long the market. On the other hand, if price starts trending down towards 39.54, that's bearish, and so our strategy will look for opportunities to be short the market. It's actually that simple. Trading's not easy, but it can be simple. So just make note of the markets that you trade. Draw a little line in the sand. You'll see my line in the sand on my charts. The way I have it configured, you can configure yours any way that works best for you. Okay? So there's the whole picture. All right. Let's pull this out of the way. And just a couple, four, I think, important headlines. Russian energy company Gazprom said yesterday it was shutting down another Nord Stream 1 pipeline turbine, further reducing the flow of natural gas to Germany. The gas flow through the pipeline, a key energy source for Europe, will be cut to 20% of its normal capacity. The European Union has accused the Kremlin of using gas supplies to blackmail Western nations for imposing sanctions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia has said the sanctions have made it harder to get parts and maintenance services necessary to keep the pipeline working properly. There might be a little truth in that. The latest cuts raise pressure on European nations to come up with alternative energy sources before winter. Now, the current administration has said that we're not going to utilize the most obvious method of helping Europe, which would be turn on the spigot here in America, where we have enough energy under our great nation to supply the US and Europe for a couple hundred years. It could be that simple, but life rarely is. The SEC yesterday charged former Representative Stephen Beyer. little irony in that. With insider trading. His name's Beyer. You got it. Accusing him of making more than $300,000 in illicit profits by buying stocks in companies after learning they were about to be purchased. Beyer served in Congress from 1993 to 2011 before leaving and starting a consulting firm. In 2018, he learned while consulting for T-Mobile that the company was about to buy Sprint. Well, John and I were talking about that here on this radio program, way ahead of it happening. So, Beyer, remember, he's now running a consulting company. He's no longer in Congress. So he has access to, you know, the same news feeds that we have access to. But nonetheless, he bought more than $500,000 worth of Sprint stock. Once the acquisition went through, Beyer reaped, in quotes, ill-gotten gains of $100,000, according to the SEC filing. Beyer's lawyer said the former lawmaker, and that's key, former lawmaker, is innocent. His stock trades were lawful, according to his attorney. And he looks forward to being quickly vindicated. Now, we do have some sitting members of Congress who have somehow managed to get incredibly wealthy. Speaker of the House, for one, where'd all that money come from? I mean, you can go on the internet and see what her paycheck is. And yes, her husband has his own business dealing with real estate, but it's not too hard to read between the lines. Federal Reserve policymakers start their two-day meeting today, and it is expected to end with the central bank's latest aggressive interest rate hike to cool the economy and bring down the highest inflation in 40-plus years. That's a long time. Now, the Fed raised rates by 0.75% in June, three times the typical hike of 0.25%. Wall Street investors are betting the Fed will continue raising rates aggressively through the end of the year and then start cutting them again after about 6 months. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Fed officials have estimated that the Fed's benchmark rate, currently set between 1.5% and 1.75%, could rise to around 3.8%. That's almost 4% next year, before eventually settling around 2.5%. And our final headline. Walmart yesterday said it would cut prices on some clothing, electronics, and other items to clear out inventory backlogs as the highest inflation in four decades forced shoppers to spend more on food and other necessities. The increasing levels of food and fuel inflation are affecting how customers spend. That's according to Walmart's CEO. Apparel in Walmart US is requiring more markdown dollars. In other words, they got merchandise they're stuck with. So, if you're looking to do your Christmas shopping, now might not be a bad time to do it. I realize we're at the end of July. I think a lot of people start Christmas shopping in August anyway, but you might find some deals at Walmart if they follow through And we'll see just how much they lower their prices. The big box retailer said the spending shift would impact profits. It cut its quarterly and full year guidance, saying it now expects adjusted earnings per share this year to fall 13%, up from the previous estimate of 11%. Walmart shares fell 9% in after hours trading yesterday. Other retailer stocks, including Target and Amazon, also fell. Speaking of earnings, before the bell today, General Motors reported earnings that fell short of expectations as supply chain troubles hurt their profits. So GM has supply chain troubles, and Walmart has more merchandise than they know what to do with. That's a bit of a conundrum. Coca-Cola and McDonald's also reported earnings this morning. I haven't looked at the numbers. Google's parent company, Alphabet, also Microsoft, Chipotle Mexican Grill, and UPS report after trading ends today. So again, just be careful at 4 p.m. Stock market closes, futures keep trading, but these earnings reports come out, and I don't think we saw a lot of volatility yesterday after the stock market closed. But we've got some bigger names today reporting, so just be careful, okay? All right. Let's start with the daily chart, as we do. Okay. And why do we start with the daily chart? Because that's where the institutions, they're looking at daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way we look at 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, range charts. Why? They got much deeper pockets. They can handle more of a drawdown. And it's their money that actually moves price, okay? And our strategy is not designed to outsmart the market, outfox it, outrun it, outthink it. Our strategy is designed to help us see quite clearly what the market is doing. In other words, what the institutions are doing. And we just simply need to ride their coattails long enough to grab our goal for the day. Now that's a very simplified version, but that's exactly the truth about trading. When it comes to CFRN, our strategy, our indicators, and our weekly zones. The longer you remember, the more clearly you'll see how price flows. And so you don't need to spend all day looking at a daily chart. Maybe you don't even trade the S&P. Maybe you trade crude or gold or even individual stocks. Look carefully at the daily chart for a couple minutes, okay? We've had this trend line in place since, March 29th. We've had our first touch April 21st, and then we touched it again July 22nd, and today is July 26th. We had a weekend in there. There's yesterday's candle. We sat on the step line most of the day, and now we've dropped below blue and climbing. So the next major support will be at the daily BBC and the 24% reverse Fib. If this pullback does not hold and give us a leg to the upside, then that simply means the downtrend continues. Okay? We were oh so close. Now, the market halted here not just because of the trend line. We were also at 38% reverse Fib and the previous bearish cross. Whenever you have a bearish or bullish cross, like here, a bullish cross that led to an extended move, the first time price revisited that area, it provided the support that took us up to touch the trend line. Over here, bearish cross, first time price revisits the area of the cross. We expect it to be good resistance, and it was, and it has sent the market substantially lower. So all eyes on the daily BBC. Looks like we're going to get there. However, 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, the FOMC statement will come out, but at 2:30 p.m., Jerome Powell will hold his press conference, answer questions from the audience, and that's when the market, because the 0.75% hike is sort of baked into the cake, what people will be listening for are the questions and Jerome's answers to those questions. So I expect a lot of volatility tomorrow, initially at 2, and then real volatility at 2:30 when he starts talking. So that might be a good time to sit back, watch the action down on the field, and just keep your mouse in the drawer till the market settles down and goes back to its normal ebb and flow. You know flow, right? Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to the 30-minute chart of the S&P. These are the lines in the sand I spoke of. This vertical line here separates today, Tuesday, from yesterday, Monday. Now you'll see as price, we had red and falling here. Well, let's just back up a minute. You see, now that I showed you this on the daily chart, now I'm showing it to you on the 30-minute chart. This bearish cross, okay, led to an extended move. When price finally made it back to that area, what happened? Resistance. Now we expect resistance the first time up, but sometimes it can actually turn the market. And it did, it turned the market back down. This low represents support. The next time we came back to the area, support, 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 and then yesterday again, support, which pushed us up to the weekly trading zone at 39.73/74. And buyers were eager to buy, but there was a lack of commitment. See these wicks? We spiked it. I mean, this was a huge green candle, but it closed at the end of its 30-minute lifespan back below the zone. And then again, and again, and again. This should tell you that price is being rejected and you should anticipate lower prices. And so the low put in yesterday afternoon, buyers came in early off of this low, drove us back up to the weekly zone where we again found resistance. Okay. Each time, it's interesting, each time we spiked it, and each time we closed either at it or below it. Now, anytime price rises to a weekly trading zone, we expect it to be resistance. When price drops to a weekly zone, we expect it to be support. Only three things happen at a weekly trading zone. The most likely is this consolidation. The second most likely, now that's right there about 70-75% of the time. 20-25% of the time is this, rejection. Okay? When this candle opened, it was a green candle all the way up to here. By the time that 30-minute candle closed, here's where it closed. Okay, we covered a lot of distance in 30 minutes. And the only thing left touching the zone was the wick. So that's what we call rejection. The third and least likely, although this year we've seen it more than we have since we first published the zones, back December 14th of 2009. I said three things can happen at a weekly zone. The third and least likely, the slice. Price slices through a zone. Now, if you look at a smaller time frame, it won't look like such a clean slice. But all of the alerts, everything I do is based off of my 30-minute chart. And then I use a smaller time frame to execute trades and set the stop loss. Okay, so we sliced through the zone like it wasn't even there. And when that happens, typically price, when the move runs out of steam, as it did here at about 39.18, when the slice runs out of steam, price retraces back to the zone it sliced through. And then typically, will continue in the direction of the slice. So if it's a slice to the upside that comes back to the zone, then anticipate another leg to the upside. And as price approaches this zone, we got about 6 minutes, so we may not get there in this candle. Might take another candle. If price gets above the zone, then the next place to look for resistance, of course, would be at the BBC. And then we would look for a leg to the downside, back to the zone. Okay, now, this is where the market opened. We're kind of flat. We fill this window of opportunity. I think I drew that in during a mentoring session yesterday, so it wasn't on the show. So let's take it off there. Okay, so we trigger 39.54 down to 39.50. That's $200 per contract traded. Now, look where the market found support. Just follow the horizontal crosshair. Okay, right there. Could have gone a little deeper or a little deeper, but that was enough. Sent us back to the BBC, which we expect to be resistance. It was, and it sent us down to blue and climbing, which we expect to be support. And it was. BBC simply means bull bear cross. When price is above it, we're bullish, anticipating higher prices. And when price is below it, we're bearish, anticipating lower prices. So we come down. Now, once an alert triggers, it's important to remember, once an alert triggers, there's a greater probability that it's going to trigger multiple times than not trigger multiple times. So we had our first trigger, and then this time we made a drop to 39.50 and a half, so 3.5 points. And then we got back above the trigger, and we had another drop. Back above the trigger, another drop. Back above the trigger, another drop. And here we pulled right back up to the trigger, which led to this low at 39.50, which lines up perfectly with that low right there. Okay? Support, support, support. Once the market shows you support or resistance, you should assume that that is going to continue to be support until proven otherwise. And it was this candle. Price got back above the trigger. Notice these pullbacks to the BBC, they all held. The pullback holds more often than it doesn't. And so we catch this drop, which takes us down to 39.45 and a quarter. 9 points, $450 per contract traded, and then back above the trigger. And from the published entry to the published target, 54 to 33, 21 points, $50 a point, $1,000 per contract traded. That's what this move was worth. Now, we've sliced through the zone, true to form, we're retracing back to the zone. So we'll see what happens when price gets to the zone and we still have a few seconds left before we print a new candle. Okay, that's the S&P. On the Dow, that's about as flat, I think, as I've ever seen it, or close to it. We just hugged the BBC all night long. And then we finally, right here, managed to trigger 31.770. And we put in a low 31.730. That's 40 points, $5 a point, $200 per contract traded. On the Russell, we consolidated not only along the BBC, but the weekly zone. Hours and hours of very quiet movement. Now the short trigger was at 1805. This first drop took us down to 1802, 2.9, almost $150 per contract traded. And we got back above the trigger, dropped again. This time down to 1798.5. Let's just call it 99. That's 6 points or $300 per contract traded. Then we get, see this pull back to the BBC, see how it holds and it holds and it holds. And right now it's holding. Okay, and so this drop took us to this low at 1798.80. This candle closed here, opened here, dropped a little bit further, right to this low, and this low, okay? When the market finds support, it's going to go look for resistance. When it finds resistance, it's going to go look for support. And that's what you're seeing happening over and over again and again. From resistance to support, back to resistance, back to support, back to resistance. Now that the market's found resistance, it's going to look for support. It could find support at the step line. Now that red and falling has gotten directly below price, that could also be support. So in this case, you might want to let price drop a little bit below red and falling, and then you got a nice window of opportunity right here. And then once these lows get taken out, if they're taken out, you got a nice big window of opportunity down to the next weekly trading zone. On the NQ, here's the open, here's that same consolidation. Typically the indices will look the same for the most part. Here comes our move down, we get our first trigger from 263 down to 251. It's 12 points, $20 a point, $240 per contract traded. Then we get back above the trigger and down we go again, this time to the target. On an alert, the logic alerts have multiple targets, but the final trade to target on a short is always the zone below. On a long, it's always the zone above. You can see on the NQ yesterday how, as we rallied up to the zone, we spent hours consolidating. We came down and got rejected, rejected, rejected. Finally made it through. Rally up to the BBC right at the close. And that sends us lower on the Globex open last night. So from 63, from 263, to 152, that's over 100 points. So this move is worth over $2,000 per contract traded. That's what the market made available. Now, whatever you were able to take out of it, that's okay. Don't look at this chart and go, oh man, don't beat yourself up. Okay. Over time, notice how as we're coming down, we've got price, the step line, red and falling. Okay. And you can see that separation between them. Now, price has pulled back up to the weekly zone. And the step line looks as if it wants to cross to the right side of red and falling. If it does, then there's a good possibility we'll get a retracement back up to the BBC and then another leg to the downside. If we break these lows here, we've still got one more weekly zone below, down at 1164/65. So lots of opportunity, but remember, you gotta look left, okay? If you'll learn to look left when you trade on your 30-minute chart, because you'll see things on the 30-minute chart that you can't see on your 5-minute chart, or your tick chart, or your range chart. So let the 30-minute guide you, and then whatever smaller time frame you've chosen to execute on, execute based off what the 30-minute chart tells you to do, whether it's to go long, to go short. Now, on a 30-minute chart, you're only going to see short alerts in the Logic 247 channel. There's over 11,300 individual alerts in the Logic 247 channel. Every one of those is a trend trade as defined by the 30-minute chart, price, and the BBC. Now, let's say we start to rally. That would be a counter trend trade because price is below the BBC. Nothing wrong with counter trend trades, but those 11,300 plus alerts in the channel, I made them all trend trades because when people are new and they're just learning how to trade, a trend trade is always going to give you a higher probability, low risk scenario. Over time, you'll learn to take advantage of the counter trend if you choose to. You don't need to, you certainly don't have to, but if you want to, you can. All right, that covers all the indices. Let's go to crude oil. All right. Here's where we opened. We pull down to the BBC, the pullback held. Off we go. We trigger 98.40 up to 98.52. That's $120 per contract traded. And then we get back below the trigger. Trigger again. This time up to 98.57. It's $130 per contract traded. Then red and falling comes into the picture. Not all triggers are created equal. Okay. On a long trade, you want the support of blue and climbing. On a short trade, you want the support of red and falling. Okay. Now we've still not reached the short trigger. And while this was worth $600, you got to be aware that there's red and falling, and that could see how it was. Well, it was resistance here and here and here and here and here. Okay, that was an outlier right there. 5 a.m. Eastern this morning. We've pulled up to the zone. We sliced the zone, and now we've pulled back up to the zone. And so, what do we anticipate? Another leg to the downside. if price can somehow manage to get above red and falling, then we'll look for resistance here. This would be resistance times two because you've got the weekly zone and the BBC. On gold, we got no triggers at all. What we have is zone to zone movement. Here's where the market opened. We had balloon climbing. We got above the BBC. And where'd the market run into some trouble? Right there. Now, when price rallies up to a zone, we expect it to be resistance until proven otherwise, like over here. But not here. We come down to the BBC, we rally again up to the zone where we find resistance. And then price gets below the BBC, takes us all the way down to the weekly trading zone at 1713/14. Support sends us to resistance, sends us back to support. As I said and say every day, it's a never-ending cycle. When you learn to look at the chart and identify the areas of major support and major resistance, then it's kind of like one of those paint-by-number things that you probably did as a child. Mine always ended up looking like a, not a Da Vinci, but the other guy, a Picasso. Yeah. All right. So we're printing a red candle. We're below the BBC. Any one of these swing lows is potential support. Okay. So I'm not too crazy about trading this until this swing low is broken. And then that would take us down to the actual CTA. So from zone to zone, and from here it looks like we're headed back to the zone. Now we've tested just in what you can see here. We've tested it once, twice, three times. If we come back down, is it going to hold? Before we can come back down, we've got to get below the step line and blue and climbing. And because the zone is 1713/14, you just don't have a lot of room to work with. Look for a market where you got some wide open spaces to trade in before you hit the next obstacle, whether it's support overhead or resistance below. You'll find your trading goes smoother when you have the big picture wind at your back. You're not fighting the flow. You're not a salmon swimming upstream. Okay? Give that some thought. Work with it in your simulator. If you have a live account, you should also have a simulator. Okay? Don't test out everything in the live account. Work with it in the simulator until you're comfortable with it before you alter your business plan, not your business plan, but your trading plan. All of our members receive what we call the logic, or the 2420 blueprint. It does a lot of things. Helps you write your business plan, helps you write your trading plan. 9 out of 10 traders don't have either one. They're just clicking and hoping, clicking and hoping. And you probably know that's not a very good strategy, which is what brings you here, because you need a definable edge. This is a business based on probabilities. Once you have a definable edge, then all you simply have to do, in fact, Mark Douglas defined trading perfection as this: knowing what to do, when to do it, and just doing it. Like I said, trading's not easy, but it can be simple. However, something in our little rat brain doesn't want to let it be simple. There's always another answer, another solution. It's really that search for the Holy Grail that doesn't exist. There's no indicator, no oscillator, no guru, no algorithm that can tell you with certainty what's going to happen next in the market. You have to accept that if you're ever going to succeed as a consistently profitable trader. And it's going to take a longer time for some than others. But once you accept that, it's kind of like riding a bicycle. I mean, the first time you sat on that bicycle, there was a lot of scrapes and bumps and bruises, but then you got the hang of it. Now pretty soon you're doing tricks, you're popping wheelies, you're standing on the seat, hands in the air, hey Ma, look at me, right? That takes time. Doesn't happen overnight. Okay, no triggers for gold. Let's see about silver. We did trigger on silver multiple times. Again, once an alert triggers, it's a greater probability of it triggering multiple times than not triggering multiple times. Why? Because these numbers are important prices and important areas. Important prices, important areas are almost always tested. So we trigger and we run from 1842 up to 1850. Now silver, 2 pennies of movement is worth $100 per contract traded. So from 42 to 50, 8 pennies, $400 per contract traded. And then we pull back to the BBC, the pullback holes, but you got red and falling right overhead. What's the trader to do? Well, you can wait for this candle to take out this high, and you got a real nice window of opportunity here. Now, why did price stop there? Look left. When you teach your children to cross the street, you tell them to look both ways. For traders, you only have to look left, and that will answer so many questions. Why'd the market do this? Why'd the market do that? Okay. So we get back below the trigger, but we also get below the BBC, okay? And we only want to go long above the BBC, short below, okay? Now our traders are more experienced, can take advantage of this, and as you learn the strategy, you'll be able to take that. You don't have to wait for price to get to these triggers. I mean, right here is a beautiful example. Last night, as price was consolidating, it tried to get through the BBC, tried again. This time it got through. Now, if you look left, you've already taken out this potential resistance. You don't have any potential resistance until here. Plenty of room right there to get your goal for the day before you even get to the trigger. Okay. Remember, the CTAs are forward guidance for the entire session. They're based on historic price action and are published once a day. The Logic 247 alerts are based on current price action and are published around the clock as opportunity presents itself. So we get below the BBC. We don't want to go long until we get above the BBC. So from here, all the way up to here, but buyers pushed it all the way to the weekly zone at 1860. Okay, that's from the trigger. It's a $900 per contract move, but again, you need to get above the BBC before you take the long trade, because red and falling represents resistance. But buyers were strong. They were coming off a bounce of the weekly trading zone. Price got rejected. Price got rejected. That set the stage for a bullish run all the way up to the zone overhead, where price got rejected. When price drops to a zone, think support till proven otherwise. And when price rallies to a zone, think resistance until proven otherwise. Okay, the euro. The market opens here, pretty quiet for a few hours. We finally get a move from 725 up to 900. From 725 to 825. That would be this candle right here. That's $125 per contract traded. When price moves from 600 to 700, that's $125 per contract traded. And then when it moves to 800, that's another $125 per contract traded. And then when it moves to 900, you get the idea, another $125 per contract traded. So from 725, we made it all the way to 900. Okay. So over $200 per contract traded, just short of 250. Then price gets back below the BBC. We got red and falling, so we're anticipating lower prices. This violates that rule, okay. And as you can see, price did absolutely nothing. It went right to the important price, important area, and got rejected. And it sent price right down to the weekly trading zone, which we expect to be support. Gave us a nice bounce. Came down a second time, got rejected again. The third time, we actually made it through. And that's really not a slice because we've consolidated here for an hour. And because it's not a textbook slice, we don't see that pullback to the weekly zone. So we drop from 2130 down to the trade two target at 101,900. So that's 230 ticks. Yeah. So about $500 per contract traded. And then we finally made it below the zone, pulled back up. What was support became resistance. I know you've heard that 1,000 times. And that's no urban myth. That's actually a truth about trading. So, price got directly, or red and falling, got directly below price. That tells you it's probably on its way to turning into blue and climbing. So the high probability move here is back up to the zone and the BBC, both of which we expect to be resistance until proven otherwise. And if that's how it unfolds, then we catch another leg to the downside. And the final market. The bonds. ZBU22. See if we can get it to drag up. There we go. Okay. So the market opens, runs up to the weekly trading zone where we find resistance. We pull back to the BBC and find support. When the market finds support, it's going to go look for resistance. We expect a drop to the BBC to be support. We expect a rally up to a weekly zone to be resistance. So everything's just true to form so far. Pull back to the BBC again. We even get a little doji here. Got red and falling overhead, so you want to let price get above that. Okay. And then we consolidate, wide-ranging consolidation at the zone. And then we finally trigger 142.12. We trigger it once, twice, three times, putting in a high so far at 143.11. Okay. And we're sitting right on top of this weekly zone. Does it hold or does it not? If it doesn't hold, then you should watch this area right here for potential support. On a smaller time frame, you won't see that. Nor will you see this bullish cross, which represents potential support. Okay? Multiple time frames. If you don't have at least two monitors, Walmart just said in their article, even in the electronics department, they're knocking down prices. Get yourself another monitor. You can get a 55-inch flat panel and hang it on your wall, just as I've done, for $300. $350, I'm figuring they'll mark them down to $300 right now. Now, you may not want to hang a flat panel on your wall, but I'm going to tell you, once you go there, you'll never go back. Having that much real estate, digital real estate to work with, it's a beautiful thing. Now, I have an assortment of smaller monitors surrounding me, a 32-inch, a 24-inch, I think another 40-inch, 44-inch over there. You may not need that many monitors, but I got a lot of things going on. But I really encourage you to make sure you have two monitors. It makes it much easier to manage multiple time frames if you're not having to click back and forth, back and forth. Okay? You can look at your 30-minute roadmap chart, and you can look at your smaller time frame trigger chart. Again, once you go there, you'll never go back. All right, that covers all of the alerts for the day. On the daily chart, we're still sitting on top of blue and climbing. We are slightly off the low of the day. We spike the zone, but now suddenly we're back below it. Okay. There's 4 minutes left in the life of this candle. Now, you see how red and falling got directly below price here? And when price came down, it acted as support. So keep an eye on this, and when you get the next candle, if you start printing red, there's lots of opportunity on the downside. Okay? All right. With that, we'll go to our good word for the day. Yesterday, we talked about if you don't have something good to say, don't say it. Me look for my notes once again. Now, we all have different yardsticks in life that we measure things with. Your performance in the markets, all kinds of things, okay? But I want to encourage you today with this scripture to let God's peace be your yardstick. In other words, you're measuring everything else against that. Philippians 4:7. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You can have peace today, regardless of your circumstances. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 in the Amplified says, "The Lord of peace himself will grant you his peace at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and conditions, whatever comes, if you allow him." Think about it. God has no worries or problems because, well, he controls everything. He created it, he controls it. And as you learn to trust him, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. John Walker put it like this: "If you lived in a town constantly harassed by enemy raids, one option for the military would be to send troops to actually live beside you. They wouldn't just provide protection during an attack. They would dissuade the enemy from launching future attacks." This is the implication in Philippians 4:7. The Holy Spirit has set up a garrison, a stronghold, a defense army, an occupying force within us. It's called the Holy Spirit. And God's garrison of peace will indwell your heart and mind, protecting you and healing the wounds of worry and fear that threaten to invade your life. There's something worrying you today. There's something slowing your roll today. Turn it over to God. And you'll find the kind of peace that transcends human understanding because it's God-powered and Spirit-connected. Romans 5:1. "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand." Question: are there areas in your life where you lack peace? Well, if you're human, the answer is yes. Whatever the issue is, whatever the circumstance is, especially if it's beyond your control to fix, just give it to God. Easier said than done, but with practice, you can do it. The psalmist said in Psalm 85:8, "He speaks peace to his faithful people." So when trouble comes, even if it's your fault, don't run from God. Run to him. So whatever area in your life that you actually lack peace, surrender. Universal sign of surrender. God, I give it to you. I trust your word. I trust that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Now, back in the day, there was always an altar call at the end of church, and some churches still do that today. The modern church, not so much. But people, I would see this repeatedly, people would go to the altar with their burdens and their worries and their cares. The preacher would pray for them, members of the congregation would pray for them, and they felt set free. But on the way back to their pew, they remembered they forgot something. I'm speaking metaphorically. So, after being set free, they would go back to the altar, pick up all those troubles and worries and fears and problems and take them home. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Diane Ebb observes, when God speaks, peace is his message. Never settle for any course that's not characterized by peace. Because if it's not, then it's not God. That's our good word for the day. Kevin shared Hebrews 4:16, run to him, come boldly into his presence. See, you and I can do that. Thank you, Kevin. You and I can do that. We can boldly approach the throne of grace because of what Christ did on Calvary. Don't ever, ever let the enemy steal that from you. And you better believe he's going to try. And he's been around a lot longer than you and I have. So he's had lots of time to craft his tools. Whether it's alcohol or drugs or gambling or eating too much or procrastination, the enemy has many ways to take you down. Which is why you don't want to do battle with him on your own. You need God's presence. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to be connected. That's why we pray. That's why we read the Word. To maintain that personal relationship with Him. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with his mercy and with his grace. And I'll see you at the bell. Remember, earnings after the bell today. Be careful. FOMC tomorrow. Be careful.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a 1-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.
Kevin pointed out in the question box that what we discussed, slice, pull back to the zone, continue in the direction of the zone. Thanks for pointing that out, Kevin. Now right here, potential support, price gets below that, you got a window to here, price gets through there, you got a window to here. Price gets through there, you got a big window here. And that officially ends the show. See you tomorrow.